Sharing Time, One of God's Greatest Gifts by Ann Jameson. If you will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show unto you all things what ye should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. If you could have your choice of any gift of the world, what would it be? There are many wonderful gifts we might receive in this life, but President Wilford Woodruff taught that there is one that is more precious than all the rest. President Woodruff said, "You may have the administration of angels, you may see many miracles, but I claim that the gift of the Holy Ghost is the greatest gift that can be bestowed upon man." Heavenly Father promises this great gift to all who are baptized and keep their baptismal covenant. When you are given a gift for your birthday, if you want to keep it, you must take care of it. It is the same with the gift of the Holy Ghost. There are important things you must do so that He will be your constant companion. Heavenly Father gives the Holy Ghost to those who obey Him. You obey Him when you choose to be baptized. You obey Him when you pray each day and study His words in the Scriptures. You obey Him when you obey your parents. You obey Him when you are kind, honest, patient, and loving toward others. You obey Him when you keep His commandments. You obey Him by remembering His Son, Jesus Christ, and trying to do what He would have you do. As you do these things, you will be worthy to have the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. Why is it important to have the Holy Ghost as a companion? The Holy Ghost will guide you and help you to choose the right. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verses 12 through 14. You must learn to choose the right in order to be worthy to live again with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is called the Comforter. See John chapter 14, verse 26. He can give you peace and comfort when you are sad or lonely or worried. How can you know when you have the Holy Ghost with you? When you feel love or joy or peace or patience, when you are gentle and kind, you are feeling the influence of the Holy Ghost in your life. Sometimes we say that the Holy Ghost whispers. We hear His voice with more than our ears. We hear Him with our minds and our hearts. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 2. President Ezra Taft Benson gave this important counsel. Pray to Heavenly Father to bless you with His Spirit at all times. The Holy Ghost is a gift from Heavenly Father. He whispers to you in a still, small voice to do right. When you do good, you feel good, and that is the Holy Ghost speaking to you. The Holy Ghost is a wonderful companion. He is always there to help you. Ensign May 1989, page 82. When you are baptized, confirmed, and told to receive the Holy Ghost, and keep your promises to Heavenly Father, He will bless you with the greatest gift in this world, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Post on the chalkboard some of the roles of the Holy Ghost: to comfort, warn, testify, prompt to do good, guard, etc., and briefly discuss them. In advance, invite 4 or 5 adults to prepare to tell one of the following stories or similar ones. Station the storytellers around the room. Divide the children into groups and have the children move from station to station to hear each story. As they move, they might sing, "Let the Holy Spirit Guide," hymns number 143. The Still Small Voice, pages 106 through 107. Or The Holy Ghost, page 105. Tell the children to listen to each story and discover what the Holy Ghost did in the incident. Examples from The Friend. Comforted, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ, September 1997, pages 40 through 41. Warned, Stop, February 1998, page 15. Testified, Friend to Friend, April 1997, pages 6 and 7. Guarded, Danger on the Snake River, May 1995, pages 8 through 10. Prompted to Do Good, Josh's Bear, May 1998, pages 40 and 41. Help to Choose the Right, Making Friends, March 1998, pages 20 through 22. After they have visited each station, gather the children together again and let them share what they learned from each story. Help them identify the many ways the Holy Ghost can bless their lives. Suggest that they share with their families the songs and stories and what they have learned about the Holy Ghost. 2. Throughout the month, each child could prepare his or her own booklet, "The Holy Ghost Helps Me Keep My Baptismal Covenant." Help the children identify manifestations of the Holy Ghost they may have experienced, such as those mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Ask, "Can you think of a time when you felt peaceful? When do you feel most loved?" Tell about the experience Elder Robert D. Hales had at his baptism that helped him recognize the influence of the Holy Ghost. See Ensign, May 1999, pages 32 through 34. Sister Jeanette Beckham reported that her 4-year-old grandson told his parents, "When I pray, my heart feels like a roasted marshmallow." See Ensign, November 1997, pages 75 and 76. Help the children identify their own experiences with the influence of the Holy Ghost and talk about how those experiences help them prepare to make, keep, their baptismal covenants. Then have them write or draw about those experiences for their booklet. The younger children could draw about a time when I feel love, or I feel peace when. Sing "Let the Holy Spirit Guide," hymns number 143. You might share with the children an experience you have had with the power and influence of the Holy Ghost, especially as it relates to your primary calling. 3. Sing several of the following songs. After each, ask the children to identify who was mentioned in the song. Discuss what each song teaches about the Holy Ghost and what He does for us. Have the children write the names of the songs and the responses in their "The Holy Ghost Helps Me Keep My Baptismal Covenant" booklets and or on the chalkboard. Possible songs from the children's songbook. "Listen, Listen," page 107. "He Will Guide Me Always." "The Still Small Voice," pages 106 and 107. "He Will Guide Me, Save Me From Evil, Give My Soul His Light." "The First Article of Faith," page 122. "He is a member of the Godhead." "The Holy Ghost," page 105. "He testifies of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and makes our hearts rejoice." "I Like My Birthdays," page 104. "I Can Have the Blessings That I Need Most." "The Fourth Article of Faith," page 124. "Confirmation," or the laying on of hands, "is one of the first ordinances of the gospel." "I Know My Father Lives," page 5. "He testifies of Heavenly Father and His love." "I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus," pages 78 and 79. He reminds us of what Jesus taught. When the children complete their booklets, suggest that they share them with their families. 4. Do a scripture search using the topical guide, "Holy Ghost, Mission Of." Ask the children to find words that describe ways in which the Holy Ghost helps us. Have them add these words to their "The Holy Ghost Helps Me Keep My Baptismal Covenant" booklets. They might want to underline their favorites in their own scriptures. For younger children, read scriptures about the attributes and functions of the Holy Ghost, such as Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 12, John chapter 14, verse 26, Jacob chapter 4, verse 13, shortening them to the appropriate parts and words that they can understand. Ahead of time, prepare pages with those words at the bottom for their "The Holy Ghost Helps Me Keep My Baptismal Covenant" booklets. Have the children draw something on each page that reminds them about how the influence of the Holy Ghost can teach them, lead them, speak truth to them, and help them to speak truth. All of these things will help them to keep their baptismal covenants. Even before they are baptized and confirmed, children can have the influence of the Holy Ghost in their lives. He helps them gain a testimony of Jesus Christ, His mission, and the divine calling of His servants, the prophets. The power of the Holy Ghost can help them as they prepare to be baptized. The children could repeat and memorize, "I will remember my baptismal covenants and listen to the Holy Ghost," from the back of the Achievement Days booklet. See Holy Ghost in the Topics Index of the Children's Songbook for songs to support this sharing time. Teach another verse of "Let the Holy Spirit Guide," hymns number 143. Encourage the children to share with their families what they have learned. 5. Additional friend resources. "In the Quiet of a Thicket," July 1998, pages 35 through 37. "Making Friends," March 1998, pages 20 through 22. "I Can Repent," February 1996, page 26. A Thing Called Conscience, September 1988, pages 10 through 12. The Best Gift, September 1988, pages 2 through 5. Follow Me, May 1999. Inside Front Cover. Whispers of the Heart, August 1991, pages 36 and 37. Kim and the Still Small Voice, April 1996, pages 36 through 38. Stay Calm, July 1997, pages 16 through 18. See also Ensign, To Draw Closer to God, May 1991, pages 65 through 67, and Strengthening Families, Our Sacred Duty, May 1999, pages 32 through 34. End of Sharing Time and Sharing Time Ideas.